Behold His glory. When temptations assail you, as they surely will, when care and perplexity surround you, when, distressed and discouraged, you are almost ready to yield to despair, look, O look, to where with the eye of faith you last saw the light, and the darkness that encompasseth you will be dispelled by the bright shining of His glory. When sin struggles for the mastery in your soul, and burdens the conscience, when unbelief clouds the mind, go to the Savior. His grace is sufficient to subdue sin. He will pardon us, making us joyful in God. Let us no longer talk of our inefficiency and lack of power. Forgetting the things that are behind, let us press forward in the heavenward way. Let us neglect no opportunity that, if improved, will make us more useful in God's service. Then, like threads of gold, holiness will run through our lives, and the angels, beholding our consecration, will repeat the promise, I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. All heaven rejoices when weak, faulty human beings give themselves to Jesus, to live His life.